Last weekend, hundreds of skiers descended on Talkeetna for the Usyk Classic Ski Race and Tour. Some come to compete and others wear costumes. Everyone comes to have a good time. KTNA's Philip Manning was there and has this report.
The Usyk is one of the largest classic ski races in the country. This year, just under 700 skiers came from all over Alaska to Talkeetna to participate. Just 2 weeks ago, however, there was serious concern on the part of the race organizers. Temperatures were high, and the snow on the ski trails was quickly taking on the consistency of concrete. With time ticking away before the event, Denali Nordic Ski Club member Chris Mannix had some friends over to make a sacrifice to the patron god of skiers.
We've done it once before, and it worked then, and so we did it again. We burned skis, and it snowed. So Uli smiled on us.
With fresh snow, the Usyk was looking to proceed smoothly. That is until temperatures reached the high 40s once again, just a day before the race. Willie Pretty is part of the trail grooming crew and says it took extra work in the pre-dawn hours before the race to make sure everything was ready for the noon start.
There were four of us that got up at 4, actually we got up about 3 a.m. this morning and all gathered at 4 a.m. and we set track between 4:30 and 9:30.
The somewhat backcountry nature of the trail is part of its draw. U.S. Olympic skier Holly Brooks came to ski in the Usyk and explains why the race is a favorite around the state.
People come out here, I mean, just right now, everyone's smiling, there's music, there's Christmas lights, there's good food, people are friendly, you know, it's always a good time to come out to Talkeetna. The course is a blast, you know, I'm hoping there's some narrow tree skiing, which is always fun. People dress up, you know, it's a good party after. I've had a really good time swing dancing late into the night here in the hangar before.
Holly Brooks is fresh off a tour of skiing that included the Olympics in Sochi last month. Before the race, she said she wasn't sure whether she would take a more relaxed pace or let her competitive spirit take over.
I'm going to kind of just go out there and see what I feel like. You know, I've been home for a day and a half. I've been gone on the road for 4.5 months and pretty tired from all the racing and jet setting that I've been doing.
Holly Brooks must have still had some fuel left in the tank, however, as she went on to win the women's 50-kilometer race. In addition to the super competitive skiers, many participants in the Usyk don't bother with the race itself, but treat it as an opportunity to have fun on skis. For many, like Kelly Donnelly, that means donning a homemade costume and hitting the trail.
I am the universe today. You'll notice my space pants and my sun cape.
Okay.
Handmade.
Nice.
So I thought I'd go with the whole blue theme and be the entire universe.
Local skiers get involved as well. Galen Johnston, who grew up skiing the trails around Talkeetna, now coaches skiing at Diamond High School. He says this year's trail offered some variety.
Much more technical from a skiing perspective. Still mostly double pole. That's kind of the status quo for this race. But yeah, it was a lot more hills than the last couple years, which is, it was fun to mix things up a little bit. And, you know, some more gliding. It's not just all constant double pole.
Organizers say this year's Usyk was a big success. Chris Mannix says the real measure of how well the race goes can be seen on the faces of the skiers as they reach the finish line.
It went fantastically. The weather, what do you say? I mean, last night at 8 o'clock it was raining, and then it turned around. We had a beautiful day, and the course held up, and it was just awesome. A couple of glitches out there, but, you know, I saw people skiing across the finish line with big smiles on their faces saying it was fun.
After the race, the party hosted by the Denali Nordic Ski Club lasted well into the night. On Sunday, hundreds of cars filtered up the Talkeetna Spur, but many will be back for next year's Usyk Classic. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.